Welcome into the RA Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me as always, Brady Scott.
What up?
Today we are joined by a very special friend of mine, Miss Alexa Mathis. Alexa,
hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I'm glad I didn't mess up your name because I was practicing that all day.
Well,
no, that was great.
In the original recording, sort of. Your computer crashed, so we had second take to get it right.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Technical difficulties are never fun.
Seem to happen often to us.
Yeah. Well, what's the worst technical difficulty?
The one where you didn't plug in the sound bar.
You know, and that wasn't even a technical difficulty, man. That was just a dumbass move. You know?
It's a physical technical error.
So, Alexa, how is the married life? You've been married for over a little over a month now.
It's good. It's going good. It seems a lot longer than a month.
Well, you know, March felt like a year, so.
Yeah, or two.
So, with COVID-19 roaming around the streets and in the world, we had to be quarantined. It sucks, but we are here for one reason only, and that is the Tiger King. He got us through this.
Joe Exotic,
yeah,
baby.
He got us through this difficult time.
Okay, so you are, in my mind, the person that loves animals the most. You are a music and TV fanatic.
I try.
And probably the biggest hippie I've ever met in my life. Okay? So
I'll take that compliment.
It's definitely a compliment. Like, I mean, you're not like a dirty old hippie, that's for sure, but you're a hipster. I think that's what the kids call it these days.
I think it is.
I say all that to ask you this. We have a very serious question, and we need someone from like your point of view to answer it for us, because we've gone back and forth.
Okay.
And it is, for anyone listening, these are major spoilers ahead about Tiger King. So if you haven't watched it, probably don't listen. Go watch it and then come back and listen.
What are you doing if you hadn't seen it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Come on.
It's crazy. I mean, like, I told McKenzie, I was like, this show is wild as fuck from the word go.
Can't make it up.
No.
You thought it was made up.
Yeah, the first episode, I just kept looking at you like, dude, this isn't real.
100% real.
So, in the show, is there any difference between what Carol Baskin was doing with her tigers compared to Doc Antle and Joe Exotic and all the other people? Because she was an animal rights activist and was saying that tigers shouldn't be in cages.
I mean, honestly, no. I don't think there's any difference between the two. The only differences I saw based off of what they showed us on the documentary was that maybe Big Cat Rescue, Carol Baskin's facility, doesn't do cub breeding. They may, but they didn't show that in the show. They said that they didn't do cub breeding, and they also don't do cub petting, so they don't let the general public like touch any of the animals, from what I saw. But they still look like they're in very poor condition. They have a lot of cats on a small amount of land, and I'm not really sure how she is classified, or at least just classified herself, as an animal activist. But maybe it's all about intent. Maybe in her mind, she's an animal activist, and Joe seems to really detest that word. So maybe that's the only difference to them.
Yeah, and that's what we kept thinking was, like, she kept saying, like, these tigers and these animals shouldn't be locked in cages, but every time you saw her tigers were in cages.
Yes.
And even smaller cages.
Yeah.
From what we've seen.
From what they showed on the series, her tigers were in smaller cages than anybody else's.
Yeah, and, like, the water bucket thing, you know, that Joe mentioned.
Yeah. It was like a 2x4 little box. They had this. You could only stick, the tiger could only stick its head in.
Yeah.
And barely had enough room.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And you got all these free laborers. Like, make them build a bigger cage.
Yeah.
How do you get that many people to do all your work for free while you profit everything for doing nothing?
Not only that, like, you lobby Congress to get your competitor shut down and confiscate those tigers for free. and you just pocket everything. Like, that's crazy.
She is riding her bike and making money. That's all she's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, as much money as it seems like they have, just based off of the legal actions that they've taken against Joe, like they said themselves, it's been millions of dollars in legal fees. It seems like they could take that money and buy more land and make bigger cages. I don't know. It just seems kind of fishy that they're just in little tiny cages.
Or she could use her millions to ship her tigers back to their natural
habitat.
That's
exactly what I was about to say. Like, I know for a fact FedEx will ship animals. Like, I know that for a fact.
Why not just put them back in their habitat since that's where what they need?
Yeah, like, you have the money to do that.
But
that's her income, and she knows it.
Yeah.
She's
not a true animal rights activist then.
No. Here's the thing, though. This is a very good question. Do you have to be a cult leader to own exotic animals?
Seems like it in the private zoo business.
Yes. What do you think, Alexa?
Based off of the documentary, it definitely seems like it. I'm sure, like they say in the show, there are a lot of tigers and big cats that are kept as pets throughout the state of Texas alone. So I'm sure there are just random individuals that have them, but like they portray big cat lovers on the show, they do seem a bit out there, just like Doc Antle, the doctor. He has the doctorate of, what was it again?
Mystical science.
Mystical science, yes. I feel like many big cat people have that kind of mindset and probably are into cults and things of that nature.
Joe's didn't surprise me as much because towards the beginning, he was like, yeah, when I was younger, I went out to Doc Antle's place, and I knew then I wanted to model everything I did after Doc.
Yeah.
So I think the most impressive thing was convincing two straight men to marry him.
Yeah. Like, dude, like, how does that happen? Like,
I don't know.
You got to be deep in some meth to do that.
I mean, if you have meth, cocaine, and tigers, I mean, what else do you need? What other convincing is there?
And, like, what got me was, you know, he fed his tigers the old meat from Walmart. And I know that Walmart does this. Like, meat doesn't go bad like that. Like, not necessarily, but everything does have to have that. So, in the show, they're talking about they shipped some tigers to Branson, Missouri. I've actually been to that zoo, the Big Cat Zoo there. And they said they do the same thing, that they have a contract with the local Walmart and that Tyson will donate all of that leftover food and meat, and that's what they feed their big cats every day.
Wow.
Yeah, but they weren't feeding it to themselves.
No.
People were raiding the trucks and taking trash bags back to their trailers.
Where they were living in, off of $150 a day.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't. And they were willing to do anything for that man.
An employee got her arm bit off by a tiger and was back in work in 5 days. I got it amputated. What are you talking about?
Man? I didn't want Joe to get a bad rap, man.
Let me tell you, man, that's a ride or die right there. I cannot imagine. If I hold a tiger and he bites your arm off, Brady, like, are you gonna even come back around the tiger?
If I own it,
yeah,
I'm selling it. If I work with it, I'm never going back.
No, I would never go back.
No.
Alexa would. You would, wouldn't you, Alexa?
I don't know. That's pretty traumatic. It's mind-boggling to me because, like, so many people can't even get over the, like, emotional trauma of losing a limb, you know? Like, they have phantom pains. They just can't get over the fact that they don't have it anymore. And then she is out of the hospital within 7 days with no arm and is just back to work. Like, I just couldn't fathom that. It wouldn't even necessarily be for the fact of the tigers. I probably just couldn't emotionally bring myself to live life like I used to. I don't know. It would take some time.
Yeah, like if I lose my arm at work, I ain't going back, man.
No, not at all.
I'm going to get some compensation pay, and I'm going to the house.
Oh, you know for a fact there wasn't no insurance policy working for Joe Exotic. You get, he hires you. Hey, man, I'm pulling you off the street. You get hurt. I'm sorry. That's you can always come back.
I am never going to financially recover from this.
No, the most important part of that whole thing that happened, his EMT jacket.
Like, where did he get it from?
It was immediate. Like, her arm's bitten off. Joe's notified. Next picture, Joe, he's got the jacket on. Like,
do you think he, like, bribed one of the EMTs? Like, let me get this jacket.
He had it on before they got there.
And then he ready.
And then he goes in the gift shop. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Somebody, a employee got their arm bitten off by a tiger.
We're going to shut things down for the day.
No, you can get a refund or I can give you a rain check.
I mean,
I'll take the refund.
Does he just... I want to know how he got the jacket so quick.
Well, there's a lot of things in this show that they just didn't feel the need to explain because they're like, you know what? That is wild.
I mean, did he just have that hanging in his office waiting for this to happen?
He was so ready for this to happen.
Or like at the end of the show when the dude with no legs was in there like Ranky or something, just drives up in that little spider and there's a skeleton sitting in the passenger seat. Nobody felt the need to explain that.
No. Or he's like, I just had so much trauma with Joe, I just decided to leave my wife.
After 30 years of marriage, you just up and decide, I'm going to leave my wife.
Oh, this is too much. Sorry, babe. I got to go.
Left my wife and kids. Well, then there was the fat Joe guy, like just jet skiing monologue. Like that. What was that? Was that
like necessary? A 30 second montage, finished riding a jet ski. I guess he thought it was cool.
He said the noble thing to do was snitch. So, I mean, clearly it worked out for him, though.
The noble thing to do was cover his own ass.
Yeah, like that dude ain't innocent. Nobody in that story is innocent. And I can't wrap my head around like this whole business of exotic animals.
No.
And it's just like everybody knows everybody, first of all. It's like literally a black market underground organization, man.
Yes.
And they're just shipping big cats everywhere and monkeys.
I don't get it.
So who is the worst character in the show?
Either Carol or Howard.
What do you think, Alexa? Worst character in the show?
Oh God! What do you mean, like morally, ethically?
Okay, well, if you're gonna go that route, I think it has to be that douchebag affliction wearing Jeff Lowe.
I hated Carol, man.
I really didn't like Carol because at the very least, everyone else was like upfront about the kind of person that they were, and then Carol like honestly believes that she's like this great person, like whether she killed her husband or not, like we discussed, she isn't exactly the best keeper of those animals. They aren't treated very well, but she's convinced that she's rescuing them, so I feel like she's a pretty terrible person.
I will give her props on one thing, and this is the only positive thing I can say about her. She got out on social media early, and it paid off for her.
Well, so did Joe. Like when he came in, and he was like, "Yeah, but my show's on the internet," you know. And I looked at you. I was like, "Joe Exotic was ahead of his time."
Yes, imagine him doing that today.
Yeah, dude. Like
Joe Exotic was one logical person in his ear away from being a successful person. Hey, man, I know you hate Carol, but maybe we shouldn't talk about how we're going to kill her on camera
every day
or make an entire show and shoot a doll that you dressed up like Carol in the head and say, pow, that's what I'm going to do to that bitch.
Yeah, I really couldn't stand Jeff Lowe either, though. He's a terrible person, I feel like, all around. And at the very end, whenever he told his pregnant girlfriend, you know, that she needed to get back on the treadmill and that he was going to pick their hot nanny, I was like, that is him.
He got his nanny.
Okay. Did you say that's men?
No, I said that is when it would end.
Oh, okay.
Tigers, I would be the one to take him out.
Because, I mean, I was just about to say, I would never say that to somebody, but they were swingers, you know what I mean? So I think she was like,
okay,
she understood the lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to, man. I mean, you go to Vegas every week with a different Tiger Cub and sneak it into a hotel.
But we're talking about a guy. This is Joe's first mistake. You don't trust a man that wears Affliction shirts, okay? And he wore a bandana under his hat at all times.
But can you really trust Joe either? He's running around the park when it's not a big media thing. But when the media's around, he's got his pimp cane and his knee brace on.
What was the knee brace, man?
It was on all the time. Then when the news came, he brought his pimp cane out. I didn't get it.
I don't. Dude, there's so much in that show, man. So, like, what's the funniest part of the show to you, Brady?
I refuse to wear a suit. I'm broke as shit.
I got to have kinky sex. Okay.
I have tried drugs. That was so funny.
What's the funniest part to you, Alexa? Like something that you can just watch over and over and just piss your pants laughing at.
I mean, I was going to say anything Joe Exotic, but I think Brady hit the nail on the head. Like, that's got to be, like, the best campaign speech that anyone has ever made in the history of time. So, I could literally watch that thing over and over again, and it never not be funny.
Okay, so, like, that is hilarious. But to me, the funniest part, and I think it's just the way that he said it, maybe, was it was in the episode, I think it's episode 3, where we've actually come to light about Carol's husband disappearing. And it's talking about her when she changes the wheel and stuff. And he's like, you know, a normal person would put upon my death, you know, first sentence, upon my disappearance.
Upon my
And then that lawyer's like, 37 years of being an attorney, I've never seen language like that.
That's upon my disappearance.
I mean, so y'all think she killed him?
Me personally?
Yeah.
Absolutely. How does she know about the sardine thing?
What makes you just think that she did it.
If I wanted the tigers to eat him, I'd rub sardines on his boots, not cologne.
They tell her about Joe, they put cologne on his boots to mess with him.
She was like, "Oh, that's just my objective opinion. I wouldn't know, you know."
Yeah, she's like, "Oh,
I would just like it was so obvious."
She said it. And it's like, "Oh, I just said that on camera. Let me try and redact this statement."
Well, that's not worse than old Dylan out here saying, "Oh, this is when we sold these to Doc Ant. Don't show that." Oh, sorry, is that bad? Yes, that's bad, man. Doc ain't done nothing to you.
No.
He's on your side.
Doc was the only person defending Joe, man. And then he's just going to throw him under the bus. Oh, we got these papers. We sold Tigers to Doc. Put those away.
And then, like, Doc, his land gets raided in December of this past year. Like, that's
Carol.
Yeah. You think it's Carol? You think it's Joe? Because Joe was like, "I got a vengeance. Everybody,
I don't know if
everybody's going down with me."
Okay. If Joe's not in jail, I think he severely struggles to get that done. I don't think he can do it from jail either. Like, unless they're cutting him sentence deals, you know?
Well, that's the thing. Like, and he says, when you hear my side of the story, you're going to think, "Jesus fucking Christ, why is this man in jail?"
Yeah, but if he was going to cut deals on people, why wouldn't he have done it when the original trial was going on, you know?
I think there was just a lot of shady stuff going on with the feds and that trial and everything. And, like, the Innocence Project is going to get a hold of it. And they're going to be like, "Look, we've got to go save this gay, redneck, gun-toting drug addict out of prison."
I'm praying for a season 2.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, like, well, my thing about it is like, the only thing you could do with it now is the new zoo or something, or Doc. You could do it from, like, Doc Antle's point of view.
Get Joe out of jail and see what he does.
I think he's still in the process of trying to move to zoo. Like, I'm pretty sure he's still at the GW location.
Just release Joe from jail and just put a camera on him and just see what happens.
Yeah, politics.
So do you think who set fire to old boy's recording, his files?
Joe.
I don't know. That security tape, it looked a lot like Rick Kirkman, the way that he walked, but I just don't understand, like, what his motivation would be unless he really was paid off by Carol.
Joe.
So I don't know how true this is, but I need to say that first and foremost. But I had heard people say that there are some shady things that happened that weren't mentioned, and it happened with Rick Kirkman. And apparently after all this happened, he went back to Dallas, and his house mysteriously caught on fire, and he got the fire insurance from it, and he moved to Norway. And then I also heard that there was some kind of deal going on with the land next to the GW Zoo, and Jeff and Joe were trying to get it, and the guy was going to sell it to him, and Jeff Lowe conned this man into loaning him this equipment, and Jeff Lowe sold it, and so the dude that he bought it from, that got like gave it to him, sued him for it. Well, then his house just kind of like burned down in the next couple of days.
Wow. And he's a pyromaniac.
The only reason I think Joe did it
is because of the lawyer.
Even I think after that meeting, he realized this dude's about to go put me on TV and I ain't going to make no money off of it. And he's going to leave. And that's going to be it.
Yeah.
And Joe's like, if I burn all this shit, he has to stay and we can keep putting stuff on the internet because he was running this whole production.
Yeah.
And without him, it was going to go back to the way it was before, a piece of crap production that nobody watches.
But the thing is like, I'm with Alex on this. Like, unless Carol paid him, like, that's the only, like, you have to look in situations like, what does so-and-so have to gain from this?
Yeah.
And he has nothing unless he was paid off for it.
Yeah, because I don't know if it was in the documentary or if it came to light after. I may have seen it on social media, but he, like, checked himself into a psychiatric facility after all of this. Like, I just feel like the mental and emotional toll that all of that filming did for him. I mean, just, we were overwhelmed by the show itself. Just imagine, like, being there for, he said he lived there and worked there for, what, like a year? Like, can you imagine the toll that would take on a person to constantly be filming and interacting with Joe Exotic?
Yeah, he said he made him work.
That's some shit my papa. Hey, Louie, if you're going to be here, you're going to work.
Yeah.
That ain't nothing like free labor, man. No.
Ask Carol.
All right, so with Doc Antle, let's talk about this man for a second. Is it more impressive that he can get like seven women to sleep with him, or is it more impressive the animals and the elephant that he just rides?
I think it's the women.
That's like the start guy. He was like, look, you can't teach me shit about animals. I want you to teach me how you can get all them women.
Yeah.
It's definitely the women. It's pretty cool. He just rides around town on an elephant.
And those people in the river on the boat, just like, that's normal, I guess.
He's out in the middle of the river.
Just chilling while the elephant bathes. And I'm just like, you know, that's really cool. But if I'm on a boat right there, I'm just like, what is going on?
Then he's riding it down the street and the dude's just like, hey, what's up, Doc? Hey, man, how's it going?
It was like in Waynesboro, was somebody riding a tractor. I guess that's equivalent.
I guess. It's just a normal thing.
So my next question is, so we've talked about worst character. Is there really a best character in the show to you, Alexa?
I can't recall his name right now, but the drug lord guy, I really liked him. The one that they said supposedly Scarface was based off of.
Yeah, that dude was probably like, he just looked like the nicest guy to me. You know what I mean?
He did. And he was relatively normal besides the drug thing. And he just seemed like outside of it. Like, he didn't seem like he was so engulfed in that world. Like, he didn't care about the clout, you know, like, because he wasn't open to the public. That was just, not that it's necessarily, you know, okay to own animals like that, especially wild animals, but he wasn't doing it to make money, to make profit, like they were pets to him, you know. So,
yeah,
it wasn't like he was caught up in everything. He just seemed like he was definitely the most normal person on the documentary. I'll say that
he's a good example of how sending somebody to jail can really do a person some good.
Yeah, But I mean, like, I'm with Alexa in that sense that, like, is it okay to own those animals? I mean, I don't really think so. But at the same time, like, he wasn't, you know, postering them everywhere and letting people come in. And he wasn't he just loved them
in the back of a semi, toting them around the country to malls, letting little kids pet them for $250.
Yeah. Like,
Joe said he loved his tigers, but then, like, when he was holding those, like, hour-old tigers around, and he was like, this $2,000 right here, like, he just, like, saw them as money at that point.
Yeah.
And I think that that's just, like...
I'm sure that changed over time. Like, he probably wasn't always that way, but once you get the money...
Yeah, once you see, like, oh, man, I can make $2,000 off this easily.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not start doing that from a financial standpoint?
I think
best character wise, it would probably be the drug pen guy, but at the same time, you just can't take your eyes off of freaking Joe Exotic, man.
I know. Yes, he's just, I was actually gonna say he may not necessarily be the best character, but definitely my favorite character.
He's definitely the one you want to watch.
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's like, who do you think it is, Brady? Like, best character?
I don't really think any of them.
Yeah, you think they're all best people. Okay, so who's the weirdest character? Out of all of them, who do you think the weirdest one is?
I mean, Joe's weird.
John Finling, one of the husbands. He's pretty weird.
Yeah, property of Joe Exotic.
I don't know. Carol is really weird. Like, she would just say the weirdest things, you know, on top of probably killing something.
Something I just remembered that can go back to one of the funniest moments of it.
Yeah.
That picture of Carol and her new husband. What's his name?
Howard?
Yeah. When they're standing on the beach and she just has him on a chain.
That's the weirdest character in the show.
Like, he knows what happened to the husband before.
And he's, like, still adamant about, like, being with Carol. And he's, like...
Yeah, I think that's why he's so into whatever she does. Because he sees, like... Maybe he didn't know at the beginning. But once he got in, he knew, maybe if I don't do what she says, she'll feed me the tiger. So I'll just do whatever she wants me to do.
But, like... Now, dude. I saw somebody tweet this. And it was so accurate. And it was, like... 10 out of 10... Howard has sex with his socks on. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt. Like, that dude has a face that you just want to punch, man. Weird dude.
Imagine the kind of stuff they do in the bedroom. I can only imagine.
I don't even think it would be kinky. I think it would just be nasty, man. Like,
I mean, she wears all her tiger printed clothing.
I mean, if he's willing to wear that leash for their wedding photos, imagine what a willing to wear.
I lost it when that photo came up, man. Like, you let this woman not only just put a chain around your neck, but you got down on all fours and smiled about it.
Yeah, like, you're over here dressed like Pebbles and Bam Bam. Like, what the hell is going on, man?
I mean,
oh
my God. Not something that she told you to do with her track record.
Well, here's my thing. Like, I don't think money is good enough for the value of my life, for my pride.
No.
Like, she's not a billionaire.
She may be.
There's no way she's a billionaire. Like, that's just so much money. Okay, well, she may be. Let's say she is. Pride over money, like, every time. Like, I'm not going to do stuff like that. And I'm also not going to be like... I don't want to say, like, my wife's bitch, but I'm not going to wear a leash.
Yeah, no shot.
Like, that's, like, maybe in the bedroom, like, that's, maybe when we're 40 and stuff's getting old.
That's crossing the line.
There's a line. We found it, and here it is.
They were already late in life, though, so. Or later in life.
It's just. Also, like. So, Brady asked me, didn't even ask me, so it happened, and that dude comes on, I don't remember his name, he was the campaign manager, and he's like, Chandler, would you? And I was like, absolutely not.
So I immediately thought of you whenever he came on and talked about being a campaign manager. I was like, oh my gosh.
He's like, I wouldn't usually represent somebody like Joe, but I mean, when he came to me, my dream job's to be a campaign manager. So of course I said yes.
And listen, man, he wasn't good at it.
No.
Like,
I mean, Joe Exotic got 19%.
Okay. So I want to just clarify something for everyone. So I'm not getting political in the ideologies. I'm just going to let everyone know this. Joe Exotic got 19% in the Libertarian Party, which is a third party. So in reality, let's say there's probably not even 10,000 votes casted in that party. So say there's 10,000. He got 1,900 votes in the state of Oklahoma.
2,000 people.
Thought that he was fit to be the governor?
Yes.
I mean, just like that woman said, people view people that don't care what other people think. They think that that is a good trait to have for
There's a line.
Definitely did not care what people thought of him.
He's handing out condoms with his face on it, and little kids are in the crowd. Like, he throws his hand at little girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, now, do I want one of those condoms? Absolutely.
Yeah,
but,
absolutely. Can we get it on eBay?
Dude, do you know how much those would sell for right now, man?
Oh, my gosh.
I got peed on by a tiger shirt. Yeah. First episode. You'll get so close on a tiger that you'll probably get peed on. And that's why we have shirts in the gift shop. I got peed on by a tiger.
Now, Jeff Lowe, they have a line of t-shirts online. I don't know if y'all have seen them for the GW Zoo.
They're probably Affliction, so I'm out on that.
I'm not going to support Jeff Flo.
There's one that's like a tiger, and it's like has Carol Baskin's husband and an arrow pointing into his stomach. And I've almost bought one. Like, it's a lot of good design.
Well, you should buy one, you know? Like, because the thing is like, I feel like they're probably going to go out soon.
Yeah.
Like, run out of them, or either they're going to jack the price up.
I want a shirt with Joe Exotic's face on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm probably going to try out that thing, that TikTok thing with it, and see if I can just make one.
I mean, Alexa dressed up as Joe Exotic the other day and put that Felix awesome. As the tiger.
That was awesome.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I had so much fun doing that. You know, quarantine was just really getting to me, and I was on my second watch of Tiger King, and I was like, you know, it's sad, but, you know, with my bone structure, I could favor him. So I pinned up my hair, made some fake bangs, and I did it, you know?
I just scrolling through Instagram, and I just had to stop and just laugh.
Dude, she snapped it to me. And I was like, what the f-? Oh man, like day 21 of quarantine. Like, what else are you gonna do, man?
Exactly.
And then someone photoshopped Felix's face onto the tiger, like with Joe Exotic.
Oh my gosh, like that was so amazing. Laugh made.
It helps that Felix is such a photogenic dog, too.
Yes, he really is.
Oh yeah.
He's like the dog that you that like when you walk in. And they actually have a picture like this in the living room. He's in a suit, and it's like a presidential portrait painting of him.
He's very regal.
But dressing up as Joe Exotic, how many people do you think are going to do that for Halloween this year?
Oh gosh, so many. That's why I just had to get ahead of the game, you know, do it before everyone else did it. But definitely, I'll probably still do it again for Halloween and probably make Ad dress up as someone else. Who knows? We'll have to think about it.
We got to find somebody else and do the wedding day.
I know. Logan already, man.
All right.
Me, you, Logan, we're getting on the hats. We're getting the pink shirts and the jeans, man.
Yeah.
Logan could totally be Jeff Lowe.
Oh, man. Like, dude, that's like, I don't think that's a compliment.
No.
Like,
I can just see Affliction and his bandana.
Do-rag and an Oakley hat.
I think that's what I'm going to dress up as. Some Affliction stuff.
Okay, so have you seen the new nanny?
Yeah, I saw her on Twitter. Yeah, that's wild.
A freaking model. She's beautiful.
My thing is why would you want to have sex with Jeff Lowe? Like, I mean,
I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe just now the clout of the show and everything. I don't know.
Tiger Cubs.
Yeah. But
Tiger Cubs. I guess they really do it.
Girl version of Jeff Lowe walks up to you with a baby tiger cub and says, you can pet this if you like. I'm just gonna be like, you know, that's a cute tiger cub. Like, don't get me wrong, but
he took him to Vegas. I just imagine Jeff Lowe walking around the casinos, walking up to random girls and like, hey,
you want to pet my tiger?
I got two tiger cubs upstairs. Want to come?
We're swingers also. My wife's gonna watch. Like, how do you approach that situation?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
So I've seen a lot of people. There's like a lot of people, celebrities and Hollywood actors and actresses that are like fighting over who is going to be who in Hollywood when this becomes a movie or a TV series.
I'm sure Waller has a knee brace I could borrow.
He's done towards it 18 times. So who's going to play Joe Exotic, Alexa? Who do you think? Or who do you think should play him? Like, who do you think is a good fit for it?
Okay, let me think. Honestly, me and Ab were talking about this the other day, and people have suggested Dax Shepard. And I didn't see it at first, but the more I looked at it, he could really play a good one, I think. A lot of people are also saying Edward Norton, but I feel like Dax Shepard, he's just like the right amount of like crazy. Like, his acting can be like silly crazy. I just feel like he would be really good at it.
Yeah, well, he's also tweeted, like, it would be an absolute crime if Hollywood doesn't cast me as Joe Exotic.
Yeah, exactly.
I saw somewhere where somebody said Danny McBride, and I was like, personality-wise, I think, yeah. But looks-wise, nah. That's not
a look, too, man.
So, I have a good one for you, all right? And it's definitely hypothetical because this actor has passed away, but what about Philip Seymour Hoffman playing Doc?
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Do you know who, like, that's him? Like, that,
yeah, that's Doc.
Like, and then I also saw Will Ferrell, and that's basically just his Zoolander character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could do it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think Jonah Hill's got to play that freaking campaign dude, man. Like,
for sure, yes.
Depending on where his weight fluctuality is at that point in life.
Who's going to play the first husband?
John Finley?
I heard somebody say Post Malone.
I heard that too. Like, would that be crazy or no?
That would be awesome.
Like, they favor each other.
Yeah.
What about him getting new teeth and he was like so pissed that Netflix didn't show it?
What about him just sitting there shirtless the whole time? Like, this is a good idea.
Put a shirt on, man. It's just us.
It's a good idea. I'm going to go shirtless, show off all my great tats.
That's about the only ones that I really just, like, see playing that. Like, yeah, I can see Dax Shepard doing it. Also saw where someone was talking about Adam Driver playing the dude who shot himself. What, Travis?
Yes. Yeah.
They're like golden also nuggets of that boy.
As John.
You saw casted as John, too?
Yeah, Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah, because it's that scene from Logan Lucky, and they're sitting there together, and I was like, yeah, I could see that.
How terrible was that funeral?
Rick Kirkman, somebody said, you know, Ed Harris, that he would be a good.
Oh, yeah, Ed Harris or Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, Woody Harrelson would be good.
But yeah, like, how do you marry somebody 2 months after that? Could you do that, Alexa? Like, something happened to Ad just 2 months later, you're married?
No, unless I had ulterior motives. Like, if I was broke and needed some money and they had money, then okay. Like, but me as a person right now, no. Like, I cannot do that. I feel like most people couldn't do that.
Yeah, and then you just invite his mom to come to the wedding, and it's like,
what? Yeah,
she's the only one there.
Well, what kind of pissed me off was did Joe make a spectacle of that funeral? Yeah. But Travis's mom was sitting there clapping.
Yeah.
to the music and then is going to complain about it. Like,
yeah, that was a whole terrible situation.
Sit down, man. Like, that's just stupid. Like, don't complain about it.
Yeah, and then on my second time watching, I saw there was that scene where I think it looked like she worked there. Like, she had some kind of uniform on, and they were like, she and Joe were like joking around. It was whenever he was like randomly shooting the gun.
Yeah, that was her. He was like, that's my mother-in-law.
Yeah, so like, don't act like you weren't just as involved as Travis was. Like,
yeah, they knew.
That, I mean, just like, and the campaign dude, his whole reaction to it was just like, I think that would be mine too, is like, oh, is this a prank? Like, you know what I mean? Like, this literally just happened. Like, what?
He's froze.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do.
I couldn't imagine being in that situation. And then he just had to go back to work there? No.
Well, he didn't have anything else to do.
No, he quit his job at Walmart so he could be a campaign
director. Quit his illustrious essential job to go work for Joe Exotic.
But that's the only ones I can think of who can play who. Jeff Lowe, I mean, some douchebag can play that. I saw someone say Brad Pitt playing Jeff Lowe.
He could definitely do it.
He would.
Well, the thing is like, you're not going to get a big time person like that, I don't think, to play it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Depends.
I think if Christian Bale was still doing the whole fluctuation in weight acting and stuff, like, he would be a good, the dude who found the job on Craigslist, like with the long hair and the glasses.
Oh, that dude is great.
I love him. he might have been probably the best character also, because he just got out of prison and he was like, I found this job on Craigslist. I was like, well, I ain't never, you know, played with a tiger before. I'm going to give that a try. And then he actually fell in love with the Tigers. Like, that's what it was about for him.
And he was like, look at me now. I'm managing a tiger. And when he was on the gas cans with a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah, that was very safe, wasn't it?
Just gave no fucks.
Another underrated funny part. And the dude that had his legs amputated. When he had to go to court, he's like, I haven't worn pants in so long. And he wears those, and he wears the cargo pants that zips off in the shorts.
Like, what? That's not even real pants. I really thought this dude was going to come in with, like,
a suit on.
Well, like, a suit that's not tucked in and a tie that's not tied properly and it's just hanging down. You know what I mean?
No, just a long sleeve and some
zip off
shorts.
All right, so before we wrap this up, Alexa, we ask all of our guests. We also thank you for coming on with us. Like, we love having guests. Like, it's always fun.
Oh, of course, no problem.
Yes, we can talk to somebody other than ourselves.
Yeah. And it's also good sometimes, like, when it's not always about sports and you just, you know.
Shoot the breeze.
Yeah, just. But we ask all of our guests, like, a random question. We don't let you. This is the one thing that you're not prepared for before the interview. We've asked several people this one. Yogi Roth took it in a completely different direction than we thought he would.
Yeah.
But you're stranded on an island or something, and you only get to watch one TV show for the rest of your life. What show are you picking?
This is a hard one. It's probably pretty basic, but probably The Office.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if it helps, no one's ever said that on the show before.
Well, that's just like, I mean, I know everybody loves it, like, but I just honestly love it so much, and I never get sick of it. Like, I've seen it so many times. I just keep it playing. If I'm not, like, currently on a show, and it never gets old to me. Like, I will crack up laughing, like, laugh my ass off at things that I've seen 15 times. But it's just always, it's just my kind of comedy. So I feel like I could probably watch that forever.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know mine like that. I mean, it's How I Met Your Mother. That's what I do.
How I Met Your Mother.
I usually watch a show And then, like, when I'm finished with it, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm like, I'm going to watch How I Met Your Mother again. So I've seen it 12 times all the way through.
Yes. I've been contemplating watching that again, actually. I've watched it twice all the way through, but I've been thinking about it. I think I may go for a third.
So here's an idea for you. Watch it again all the way through, and then don't watch the last episode, and then just watch the alternate ending so it has a different ending for you.
Oh, I need to do that. I haven't ever actually watched the alternate ending, I don't think.
Okay, then absolutely do that. Like, watch all the way until the last episode. And then, like, watch the all. Yeah. Which I like the way that How I Met Your Mother ended. A lot of people are like, dude, you're so stupid. Yeah. And I'm like, that was the whole point of the show, man. Like,
yeah, I got it. I mean, I wasn't mad. It was a little unexpected, but I get it.
What's yours, Brady? Does yours ever change? Do you ever say yours?
Trailer Park Boys. I've seen that three or four times.
Have you ever watched Trailer Park Boys, Alexa?
I know what it is, but no, I have never watched it.
Hilarious. The first couple of seasons before Netflix picked it up are a little rough, but once Netflix picked it up, I died every episode.
Yeah, but it was because they were doing it themselves, you know? Yeah. Like, Alexa, when I tell you that this was a $100 TV show, like, that's all. They have one little camera, little camcorder.
I love it, man.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like a comedy is a show that, like, a genre, actually, excuse me, that you watch forever. Like, there are so many great shows out there that I love, but if it's, like, a drama or, you know, an action movie, like, I get so into shows, like, it would just emotionally drain me if I had to rewatch that over and over again. So, like, something lighthearted and as hilarious as The Office, I just feel like that is something that I can watch over and over again.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, nobody ever gets tired of laughing.
Right.
But if you sit there and you watch One Tree Hill, like, so much shit happens in that show, man. Just in one episode. Yeah, and then at the end, it's just kind of like, end of every season, it's just like, what's going on? And then, like, you know, I know the big thing is Grey's Anatomy. But, like, at some point, you're going to get tired of people dying, like, watching people die.
Yeah, for sure.
That's my opinion on that. What's your favorite drama, like, drama TV show?
I don't know. I love Game of Thrones, but we all know how that went. But I feel like that's more like sci-fi kind of genre. I really, right now, a show that I'm into right now is Ozark. The new season just came out, and I just finished it this week. It's amazing. If you haven't watched it, you need to watch it.
We actually started Ozark, like, when we were roommates, and... Uh-huh. He got to showing the little boy how to, like, launder money, and Brady was just like, yeah, this kid's heading down the wrong path. And he was killing animals, and Brady was just like, I ain't watching this anymore.
It takes a second to get into it, but it really is really good. But I always also go back to Dexter. That's one of my favorite shows. It's really good.
Yeah, that is a good one. I think mine would have to be probably like Friday Night Lights. Have you ever seen that show?
I haven't.
Oh, well, it's on Amazon Prime and Hulu. You know, if you ever, like, I don't know what to watch, there's nothing new out, give that a try. But okay. I am going to forewarn you about it. Season 2 may be the worst season of any television series ever made.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't follow character development. And they tried so hard to be a soap opera, and it just wasn't what the show was supposed to be. But Kyle Chandler and Connie Britton, man, like, they are two. They have the best chemistry just out of two people on a TV show ever.
Oh, I love Connie Britton. I love her in Horror Story. That's the more that I really love is American Horror Story as far as dramas go.
All right, so you love all these actors and actresses. So if you could carry on a conversation with one person, dead, alive, real, fiction, anybody, who would it be? And what would you want to talk about?
Oh, gosh, that's a big question.
This is where Logan said Elon Musk, and I was just like, you know, man, I should have known that.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say it.
I didn't. It took me by surprise. I was like, man, that was a good, that's a good answer.
It's Logan.
Loaded question. I don't know. I feel like it would kind of depend on like what I'm into at the time. My interests change a lot, especially when it comes to like shows and music. And
you get dinner with this person tomorrow, dead or alive. Who you choosing?
Yeah, because I mean, I thought for sure you'd say someone like from the Beatles, like Lennon or McCartney.
McCartney.
What I say?
You said McCartney.
Oh, well, you knew what I meant. Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's right. No, I would definitely probably pick one of the Beatles, but I was trying to go outside of the box because that's kind of, you know, like that. That's my automatic answer, but yeah, I mean, I'd probably say John Lennon. I mean, he is tattooed on my arm, so I think that would be interesting to show that off.
Yeah, and if you picked anybody else, you'd be disappointed.
Yeah, like if you put like Ringo or somebody, then they're going to be like, what the hell is on your arm, man?
You're totally right. Yeah, that's definitely
true. Who would yours be, Brady?
I don't know, man.
I don't either. That's a hard, because I'm like a Lacey, you know, it just depends on what I really want to talk about at that time.
Like, I could say, like, I'm super into the Big Lebowski, you know, for the past few years. So, like, my first thought was Jeff Bridges. But. Yeah. Just because I would want to talk about the Big Lebowski, so I. But then I don't want to, you know, that to happen. Me to sit down to dinner with him and be like, I could pick anyone in history, dead or alive, and I picked him. Like, no offense to Jeff Bridges, you know, but so yeah, that's a really loaded question.
Well, I think Jeff Bridges would even be like, you know, why the hell did you pick me?
Yeah, exactly. That's how he would be. So, and then I would be like, well, you know, doubt myself.
I think if I could talk to anybody from any background or anything like that, it probably would have to be like, okay, so this is a weird one that popped in my head. The dude who started MySpace, what was his name? Like Tom or somebody?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I would like want to be like, well, you had such a great idea. Where the hell did it go wrong? Like, you were the first.
Yeah. It was at the start of like social media. It could have been so much. Like, it was the first, like, social media that people, like, everybody had.
Yeah, and then it, like, now the only people that are on MySpace are, like, those small bands that are trying, you know, to get noticed and everything, but, like, nobody's on MySpace.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Dude, I used to have a sick MySpace page, man. Brett Farah made it for me one day in seventh grade. And, like, when I got into high school and stuff, you know, it was dead, obviously. Every now and then when I got bored, I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go check my MySpace, see what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
I feel like yours would be, like, Rick Sanchez or something, Brady, you know, or Morty.
That's a good one. Oh, I thought of one. I thought of a good, like, 10 one. Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah. That's a great, great answer. Like, and I feel like Steve Irwin's that type of guy, like, he, like, if you're at dinner with him, for instance, I don't feel like he's sitting in a seat like a normal person, you know, like he's just bouncing around and stuff, kind of like Matt Breland is.
Yes, yes. Oh my God. Weatherman Matt Breland.
Yes. So yeah, that's actually a really good answer. I could definitely go for that, because my first question would be like, dude, like, are you never afraid of like the most poisonous snakes in the world, and you're just like picking them up, man, like.
Yeah, and you know his attention would just be completely 100% focused on you. Like, he just seems like such an attentive person that he would totally be interested and be happy to do it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, too.
I want to talk to somebody who disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle and find out what the hell happened.
That's what? True. Amelia Earhart would be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Find out what actually happened.
Alexa, do you watch Friends? Like, have you ever watched it all the way through or anything like that?
Watch what?
Friends.
Yes, I have.
So there's an episode of Friends, and they're in the coffee house talking about something, and Ross is like, just disappeared like Amelia Earhart or something, and Chandler looks at him, he's like, still on Amelia Earhart, and she's like, the woman just vanished.
Yeah, that's true. mean, it's true. It's mind-boggling.
Almost like Carol's husband.
Yeah.
Which, yes, exactly.
I talked to Ad about Amelia Earhart one time, and like, Ad was like, I can tell you what happened to her. And he went through like a logical reasoning behind what actually happened. And I'm like, dude, this is a conspiracy theory, and I don't need your logic right now, man.
Yes.
Let me have my moment.
This logic can just get in the way sometimes.
And I was telling him about another conspiracy theory that our friend Bailey has, is that like Jackie Kennedy was behind the assassination of JFK. And I was telling Ad that, and Ad was like, that's kind of where I learned the what did she have to gain from that? You know what I mean? Like, you have to look at that. And I was like, logically speaking, you're correct. Like, I don't see it.
I mean, Don Lewis, he supposedly got in his plane and flew away, so maybe he just flew to the Bermuda Triangle. Maybe that's what happened.
Well, my first thought was in that situation, because I'd seen, like, you had sent me like 75 memes about it until I finally told you, hey, man, I hadn't watched this yet. And you were like, oh, shit, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because you definitely don't get it until you've seen it.
Yeah. And so when it was talking, like, when he said, if I can pull this off, man, it's going to be the greatest thing ever or something. And then his van was parked at the airport or something. I looked at Brady and I was like, this dude faked his death and is living in Costa Rica, just chilling under a fake name. And then as the show developed more, I was like, nah, that dude's dead.
He's dead. I don't know what he was trying to pull off, but he failed.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. I hope everyone is staying safe during the coronavirus, COVID-19 situation. Quarantine sucks, but let me tell you this right now, people. If you don't stay inside and college football season gets shut down, I promise you, Air Raid Sports is burning this country to the ground.
For sure.
Yes, please stay inside and wash your hands. If you have to go out for essentials, then be mindful. Dermic, wash your hands.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, don't buy all the toilet paper. You're going to be fine. Use an old sock, man.
Yes.
Use a dish rag. That's probably what I'm going to do. Use a dish rag.
I don't know, man.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. This has been another episode of the Area Sports Podcast. This is a bonus episode. As sports continue to develop, we will come with you for more. Thank you all for listening.